Did you know that there are six pillars to building a six-figure or multi-six-figure wedding business without working all the time? And if you're not booking enough of your ideal clients, if you're not making the money you want to make, if you're working crazy hours and heading toward burnout, that means you haven't mastered all six of these pillars. When you master them, you're able to make the money you want, working with the clients you want, working only as much as you want. Want to know how to do that? Yeah, I thought so. And that is why I created a free audio training for you to walk you through the six pillars in detail, the three big mistakes wedding pros make with them. You'll get to take an audit to see exactly what your score is for each pillar, and I'll share how you can improve your score once you know where you stand. You can grab this free private podcast over at evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/6pillars. That's evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/6pillars. Go grab it right now. You'll thank me later and see where you stand and how you can improve your score with these six pillars. This is the Evolve Your Wedding Business podcast, episode number 133.
In a world where wedding professionals are struggling to market and grow their businesses, one podcast brings together top experts and actionable strategies to help you build the wedding business of your dreams. This is the Evolve Your Wedding Business podcast. Here is your host, Heidi Thompson.
Hey there, and welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Thompson, founder of Evolve Your Wedding Business and best-selling author of Clone Your Best Clients. And I am all about helping wedding professionals like you grow their businesses without going crazy in the process. And that's why today I wanted to talk to you about why you need a marketing plan. And I know what you might be thinking. I don't want to do just another business planning type exercise. That's not at all what I'm advocating for. The type of marketing plan that I want to show you how to create is something that is quite straightforward, somewhat simple. It does require work to put it together, but it is pretty straightforward and simple. And it is a working document. It allows you to take action as a result of it. It actually does something for your business. So with that in mind, I'm not going to tell you to do something without telling you why. I'm never going to recommend something without telling you why, because I hate to be told to do things without knowing why it is that I should do them. So why should you have a marketing plan? So first off, a marketing plan helps you focus. It really takes the time to put intentional thought into what it is you're going to do for your marketing. And it really helps you decide what you're going to do and also what you're not going to do, at least not right now, maybe not for this quarter, maybe not for this year. But by doing this, you can focus better. You can do the things that you said you were going to do, that you know you should be doing to move your business forward. And it can help you deflect shiny objects like your Wonder Woman deflecting things with your bracelets. I think one of the biggest perks to creating a marketing plan is that it also helps reduce overwhelm. So I am certain I would put money on the fact that you have felt overwhelmed in your business. There's too much to do. You have 1,000,007 things on your to-do list. Oh, I was supposed to post something on Facebook. Oh, I said I was going to do it more with Instagram and I didn't. How many times does that happen, right? This happens to all of us, but we can do things to help curb and reduce that overwhelm. And a marketing plan really helps reduce overwhelm because you know exactly what you need to do and what can wait. Because through the process that I teach for creating your marketing plan, you make these decisions ahead of time so you don't have to worry about trying to make them on the fly. It's that whole differentiation between the CEO version of you, the queen bee version of you, and the worker bee version of you. So CEO, you sat down and decided what was going to happen and handed those instructions over to worker bee you. So worker bee you can get the work done and you don't have to think about it. Another reason why you want to have a marketing plan is the clarity and certainty it provides. With a marketing plan that is strategic and put together in the right way, you're not going to feel lost or unsure of what you need to do. And as a result, you're going to take action more effectively. And because each action you take is going to be more effective, you're going to get better results with fewer actions. Yay for less stuff to do. It also helps you do more of what works and less of what doesn't. Because a lot of times we keep doing things that we've been doing in our business purely because we've been doing them. And that's not the best reason to continue doing something. If something's not working for you, stop doing it or change how you're doing it. But, you know, if a particular platform just doesn't work for you, if a particular advertising medium just doesn't work for you and you've done your best to optimize it, ditch it. Find something that does work for you. And when you build your marketing plan in this way, you'll actually know what doesn't work because you'll know how to measure appropriately so that you can see, okay, I am getting like 90% of my results from this and 10% from that. It makes way more sense to devote more of my time to the thing I am getting 90% of my results from. You're also going to feel organized. How many times have you said, I need to get more organized, or I want to feel more organized? Or are you watching that Netflix show with Marie Kondo and you're like, oh yeah, I want to feel like that. So with a marketing plan, you'll ensure that your marketing is proactive, organized, well thought out, and intentional. It's not reactive. It's not knee jerk. It's not, oh shit, I forgot to post something. I got to post something real quick. I guess I'll just post this. This type of proactive marketing is going to get you better results and it's going to make you feel less crazy. A marketing plan is also going to help you stand out. It's going to help you differentiate your business in a crowded market because you'll know exactly what your messaging should be. You'll know who it is that you're targeting, and you'll know where it is that you're going to go to try to find them and attract them to you. Overall, it's going to make things easier for you. Having a marketing plan will make marketing your business so much easier, and it allows it to take up less of your mental space. Most people focus on marketing tactics. You know, what am I going to post on Instagram? What am I going to do in this Facebook group to get people to book me? What am I going to say in this Facebook ad? But the tactics aren't going to get you very far without a cohesive and strategic plan. Because at the end of the day, what you're doing when you do that is you're just kind of throwing stuff at the wall and finding that nothing sticks because nothing has really been thought out or planned. And there are only 5 sections to the marketing plan that I help my clients create. And the secret sauce of that marketing plan really lies in the sections that come before, okay, how am I going to market and where am I going to market? That's where everybody goes. But that is number 4 of the 5 parts. Before that, there are things that you can do, like really figuring out your ideal client, really doing a solid competitive analysis and SWOT analysis, figuring out what your messaging is, what your niche is, who you're going to be the go-to person for, and how you are going to create marketing messages that attract the right kind of person. So that when you get into how am I going to do this, it is like 500% easier. You aren't starting from scratch. So if you are interested in learning how to create this kind of marketing plan, I am hosting a webinar to show you how to do this. I'm going to take you through the five parts of a marketing plan that actually works for you. It helps you take action and it does all of the things I said. You know, it reduces overwhelm. It helps you do more of what works. It helps you stand out. It helps you focus. It makes things easier for you. It's an actual functional document. It's not just, you know, something that you do and then put in a drawer never to be seen again. This is something that's actually going to make your life easier. So I am hosting a webinar on February 5th called How to Squash Overwhelm with a Marketing Plan. And I would love to invite you to join me. This is a free webinar and you can save your spot over at evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/25webinar. That's for February 5th webinar in our weird American way we do things. My husband's British, so we constantly get this weird date thing going on. And on top of that, I also wanted to let you know that I just planned this, but I have a webinar coming up that I am co-creating with Dubsado. So if you are interested in streamlining, systematizing, automating parts of your business, making it easier in that sort of way, that's what we're going to be digging into with the awesome people from Dubsado. And that is taking place on January 30th. So if you want to sign up for that one, you can go to evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/Dubsado webinar. Dubsado is D-U-B-S-A-D-O. And I'm going to have all of this linked up in the show notes. So if you just go to evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/133, you'll be able to find those. But my word for this year is intention. And I really want to help you be more intentional in your business. I'm certainly trying to be more intentional in my business. And these are both really great ways to do this, particularly having a marketing plan that really serves you and helps you accomplish your goals while reducing overwhelm and keeping you focused. It doesn't have to be that marketing your business is a total pain in the ass or painful experience or confusing experience. You can have a plan that you put together very intentionally that guides you through this. And I'm going to show you how in that webinar. So be sure to register. That is at evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/25webinar. And that is going down on February 5th. And I hope to see you there. If you enjoyed this episode, I invite you to come join me inside the Wedding Business Collective. It is the place to be if you want to grow your wedding business without going crazy in the process. Inside the Wedding Business Collective, we have over $4,000 worth of courses on everything you can imagine, from productivity to creating a marketing plan to Instagram to Facebook ads to pricing. The list goes on, and the course library is constantly growing to fit the needs of the members. You will also get access to me as your wedding business coach and sidekick, and you can ask questions and get feedback in our incredibly supportive community of creative wedding professionals, or dig into a problem deep with me on one of our group mastermind calls. Now, there's even more than that inside the Wedding Business Collective, so go find out all about it and start your free trial at theweddingbusinesscollective.com. Be sure to use coupon code podcast to extend that trial to 14 days. You have got nothing to lose, so go take it for a test drive and see if it's right for you. I'll see you there.